Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Do you feel any better knowing the Bears tried to trade up a spot with the New England Patriots to land running back Trayvon Henderson at 38 before taking Luther Burden? Does that tell you how they are, that they may be a running back short? Are you expecting Caleb Williams to speak at some point this week up at Hallis Hall and put all the book fodder behind him?
All right, two different things there. I think, yes, Caleb Williams should address this before it goes any further, because if it does lack context, he can help provide some. So I think it would behoove him to do that. Sooner rather than later, maybe tomorrow makes sense. As for the revelation on the behind-the-scenes off-season video the Patriots put together, forged in Foxborough, this was a fascinating little tidbit. There was video of the Patriots considering a trade from the Bears to move up one spot. They offered a seventh-round pick to move up one spot. To me, that's not very enticing. If they really wanted to move up one spot and you're Ryan Poles, offer a fifth. Offer a fifth. If you want Trayvon Henderson at that spot where the Patriots decided to stay and take him, then the Bears didn't do that. They stayed where they were, and they took Luther Burden III, and they used that seventh-round pick on Kyle Manungai. So basically you're asking, would the Bears be better off with Burden and Manungai or Trayvon Henderson in the second round as a running back? I think, objectively, you could make the argument that Trayvon Henderson would have been the play. That you would go into the draft with a question at running back and you'd be able to have answered it better than they have now. It's still, it's May 20th. They don't have a running back.
But isn't it crazy the way they celebrated the Luther Burden?
I know. That's why I don't think they wanted to make the deal.
Yeah.
I think the Bears offered a seventh. Like, well, at least we can say we tried. Somebody must have been satisfying somebody else's wish, because Ryan Poles was not fixated and convicted on making that move up. If he had, Mully, you know that. A seventh-round pick is like, well, you know, I'll throw in five.
Yeah.
I'll throw in 10. No, they didn't want to do that necessarily, because they did celebrate Luther Burden III. Fascinating behind-the-scenes stuff.
It is fascinating, but let's go to the Caleb Williams thing first. I'm more surprised that this has not been addressed yet. Meaning, I'm more surprised Caleb didn't take the social media. He didn't pop on a podcast. He didn't write a column in the Players Tribune to address it. So I expect him to speak this week, and I expect that even before he takes questions, that I would advise, if I were asked, just before we get started, I want to address what you guys saw in this book. Don't just get ahead of it and then just say, that's it, we're turning the page and we're moving on to the Ben Johnson era here with the Bears. Okay, so I'm not saying it's lies, but if they were so fixated on the running back, okay, fine. They passed in the second round. There were five more rounds till they got to the seventh round and landed on a running back. That's what I think Luther Burden's going to be really good. I do. I think he's going to be really good. But I don't. If they really wanted a running back, there were four other opportunities to land one, and they waited until the end. It's very confusing. So I don't know about the whole idea of pacifying somebody.
Are they a running back short?
To be determined.
Yes. Yes, they are.
But they're. I think they're the pound guy. They're the short yardage guy short. Because what we don't know, what's going on with the former Texas running back. What's going on with that kid with the concussions? Can he get the short yardage? Can he pick up a block every once in a while in passing situations? We just don't know what's up.
Trevion
with Roshan.
Henderson's going to be a really good NFL player.
Well, and to your point on that, Mully, that's the thing. Now your eyes as a Bears fan and a Bears observer are going to be on him. You know, what could have, should have, maybe been, right?
You know, the forged in Foxborough thing, among other things in that, there's a point where the head coach who would not make it was interesting because he wouldn't have made a very good impression on the Bears version of Hard Knocks. He said something along the lines of, "I don't give a bloop about last year, anything that happened last year." I think that's where the Bears are frankly. I think that, you know, what he said is accurate. I don't think Ben Johnson cares what happened last year.
I don't either.
I don't think it impacts him whatsoever.
That's why I don't think this is a big deal.
Exactly. I'm trying to combine the two things. I agree with exactly what you're saying, David. I don't think it's a big deal. I think the kid could put this behind him. I think there's a lot of people really hung up. He didn't want to come here. He didn't go on to come here. Then you just, that's simple. Hey, everybody had a defensive coach. I was looking to go with a guy that could run an offense.
Big, great explanation. But has he done anything to make you think he doesn't love being in Chicago?
No, nothing. So I think you say that, you know, anything that happened before the draft, anything that happened before I arrived is meaningless. This has nothing to do with what we're after. I think the fact that he got no help watching film is an interesting story, and that's the bigger story. But I think people are on the wrong subject here. And I think that I would love to just talk to him about how he watches tape and what it means and all that. But it's all irrelevant because Ben Johnson is going to change because he doesn't care what happened last year or who helped him look at tape. He's going to sit down with the guy and make sure you see the game the way I do so that when we call plays, we're in lockstep. And that's going to be a friendship that can last 10 years.
Good point.
All right. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.